Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Linda the Timberelli. See what was going on. Was too hot down there.
Welcome back.
Couldn't stay very long.
17 or 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You know, folks, I want to come back to the economy a little bit. It's just you and me, by the way. Another one more segment. I want to share some thoughts with you on the economy. Let me just give you some indicators to think about that are not. I'm not being negative. I'm not trying to be negative, and everything I'm going to say is not negative. But I want to remind you that for the last two quarters. The last two first quarters in 14 and 15, we had negative GDP. And two quarters and 2 years in a row. And I'm not saying that the first quarter of 2016 is going to be negative. I'm just saying that the first quarters were. And in those times, in those years, the stock market was through the roof. Records, both times. This year, the stock market is heading into bear territory. So, and in both of the other years, the fourth quarter of the previous year had been a pretty decent quarter. This year, the fourth quarter 2015 GDP, as it stands now, is 0.7 growth. That's less than 1% growth for the whole quarter of fourth quarter 2015. So that's not exactly a good send-off, a good economic send-off, especially fourth quarter with all the holidays, all the hiring that we did for the holidays. That's not a good send-off for the first quarter 2016. So I'm not saying that we're in a recession, but I'm saying we might be. I'm not saying that we're going to go into a recession, a technical recession, but I'm saying that we might be going into one. There are indicators that are there, and I have to. My job is to tell you the truth. It's not to sugarcoat it. I want to be Pollyanna. I want to play the glad game. Lord knows I want to play the glad game. I'm so anxious to be optimistic about everything, the way you and I want to be. But I have to tell you the truth. I have to report what I see. And what I'm seeing is right now, I'm seeing corporate America saying that they're going to cut back on capital expenditures. They're going to cut back on expenses. Corporate CEOs are saying that right now. They're even saying we might have layoffs, even though there's no particular stimulus, there's no particular event happening, like a financial crisis that would cause them to lay people off. It's just a matter of they want to cut their costs because they've forgotten how to make a living on Main Street, basically, is what I'm saying. You know, I wrote an essay about this. If you want to see that essay, it's too long for me to narrate here on my show, but I wrote about it, and it was published by bizjournals.com. Go to bizjournals.com or go to my blog. You can see it there, jimsblog.biz. But go to Google and type in disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. You'll see that'll be the first thing to come up. That'll be the link to the Biz Journals website where you can read the essay that I wrote about this. Corporate America has forgotten how to make a living. They've forgotten how to do business on Main Street. They've been doing so much financial capitalism in the last 6 or 7 years. They've been practicing so much what I call financial capitalism rather than market-based capitalism. So and then now they're planning to cut back even more. Cut back on as the stock market goes down. That's what they're going to do because they're driven by the bottom line, which drives their share price, and that's all they care about. They don't care about their employees. They don't care about their partners out on Main Street. All they care about is the share price. That's what drives them. That's what motivates them. It's just the way it is. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. It's just the way it is. And so, all I'm saying is that you got consumers, according to you guys, when you responded to my poll question about whether your customers are sharing any of their gas savings with you, you said basically no. 3/4 of you basically said no, they're not. They're keeping their money. So you got saving by consumers, deleveraging by consumers. You got corporate America cutting back. Other issues going on right now. All I'm saying is that I'm worried about 2016. Also, you got the election, right? This has got everybody unnerved. This is the weirdest political season probably in anyone's memory, maybe in history. It may be the weirdest in history. That can't be anything less than unsettling. So all I'm saying is, as I've said before, the best way to not participate in a recession is to be prepared for one. So just think about some of these things and look around you, check your own position. See what's happening across your own marketplace and make adjustments accordingly, up or down. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.